Hello everybody, I'm George Mindwell. Thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about Eva Vlaardingerbroek. Forgive me if I mispronounced that. So she's this Dutch ethno-nationalist and, let's face it, how to put it, an anti-immigrant sex kitten. Just look at her. Wow. You can see some of her bikini photos on Instagram. So that would be, enough to drop your jaw. So I suppose she has got pretty privilege. People would give her a hearing when they wouldn't give it to some other women spouting the same toxic nonsense. So let me get that in straight away that no, I don't share Miss Vlaardingerbroek's worldview. She's very anti-Muslim. She's talked about re-migration, as in the expulsion of citizens, Dutch citizens or British citizens, if they're from ethnic minority groups. So I don't like what she's saying. But wait a second, she's married an Italian. He's an immigrant if he lives in the Netherlands. So is she if she were to live in Italy? And I know it's from one European country to another. She's fairly Eurosceptic. I'm not sure she actually advocates withdrawal from the European Union. She was sort of a vaccine skeptic. She thinks that Dutch farmers are having their farms taken away and so on. She's also a fervent Christian. She converted to the Catholic Church a few years ago. She's got one child, as she likes to tell us. She's a lawyer, and as a typical Dutch woman, she speaks flawless English and she speaks good German as well. I think she took a degree in Germany later on. And she addressed that very controversial rally back in September, the Tommy Robinson one, the Uniting the Kingdom one, which was very divisive despite the name. So anyway, she calls herself the shield maiden of the far right. So I suppose if she's Swadesh on far right, then she really is. But she's been forbidden from re-entering the United Kingdom on the basis that she wrote a tweet about the Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer. We don't know if that's why, because no explanation has been given why this has happened. Now, it is true that the United Kingdom has the right to forbid people to enter the UK, not conducive to the public good. Noted the wording is very careful. They had to prove that she's conducive to the public bad. And I don't know if she even has any right of appeal. Perhaps these decisions aren't justiciable. It's within executive authority. It might not be within the remit of a court, so perhaps there can be no judicial review. I remember years ago, it was 2009, when Geert Wilders, a Dutch politician of the Partij voor de Vrijheid, the Party for Freedom, he was a member of the European Parliament as well as the Dutch Parliament. He was banned from entering the United Kingdom. I think he even landed at Heathrow's forced back onto the plane and blah, 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 even though he's invited to address some people in the House of Lords, which was staggering. Now, I don't agree with Geert Wilders, and he says some very disobliging things about Muslims and so on, and he's a crazy Zionist. He's viciously anti-Palestinian and so forth. But he should still be allowed to visit the UK. Likewise, so should Miss Vlaardingerbroek. It's obviously not going to stop her message getting out. There's such a thing as the internet. And now you can say, well, then she doesn't need to come here anyway. Okay, but what is the logic in forbidding her from coming here? I mean, does she harm public? I mean, I'm sure it does impair community relations. Should she be allowed to say these contentious things anyway? Yes, she should. Some people are offended by what she says. I disagree with what she says. But nevertheless, we shouldn't make it impossible those who want to hear her in person to do so, and they go to the Netherlands. But she's not committed a crime. She's never been accused of committing a single crime, and so on. Anyway, the Home Office has said there is no right of appeal, and the Home Office is not giving this. So she had an electric travel authorization. The European Union citizens need to travel to enter the United Kingdom. They only introduced that. I think it's stupid. I would let them all come. It's in on the 9th of January this year. This is what she said. Keir Starmer wants to crack down on X under the pretense of women's safety, whilst he's the one allowing the ongoing rape and killing of British girls by migrant rape gangs. Evil, despicable man. Close quotation, and so on. This is partly because of X has got this chatbot called Grok, which you can use to take a clothed image of a woman, I suppose a man or even a child, and have the person then dressed in provocative clothing or fill in what you think well the body might look like and blah blah blah. Okay, that's it. Now this focus on grooming gangs or rape gangs of ethnic minority men or especially illegal immigrant men is sort of in a way shifting the spotlight off the issue because surely against crime generally, particularly sex crime, it doesn't matter who commits it. As people say, what about whites who do it? And they might be British, they might not be British. What about British whites or ethnically British people, for want of a better word? That's just as bad. The problem is the crime, not the ethnicity that commits it. I mean, but one thing is the UK government cannot prevent British people from being here. It can prevent immigrants, legal or illegal, from being here. So we shouldn't be scapegoating all immigrants. I don't think immigrants, even illegal immigrants, are necessarily bad people. And if I were in Afghanistan or Iran or whatever, I might be crossing borders saying, come on, it's a victimless crime. I'm doing no harm. I'll just go there. And that's it. But some people say everyone has a right to build a better life. Like I had a Czech friend who was went to the United States on a tourist visa. This is way back in the 90s, and was washing cars for a summer. And I said, you are bad. He said, no, I'm not bad. No American would do this job, which isn't quite true. But he wasn't taking away anybody's job. So I think these are some bad faith arguments from Eva Vlaardingen-Gerbroek, who always likes to paint Muslims in the worst possible light. And obviously, they're human too, and so on. There's a significant Muslim community in the Netherlands, mostly of Moroccan extraction. But so what's she going to do? Because, the Netherlands is like almost as ethnically diverse as the United Kingdom, about 20% non-white. Quite a lot of the white people in the Netherlands are not of Dutch descent, even they're Dutch citizens. Are you going to deport up to 30% of the population? Impossible, preposterous. What about their rights? What about people half a half? Would she deport her husband? Would she deport her child because he's half ethnically Italian? And so who's allowed to stay? Who's white enough or who's European enough? If Italians are okay, how about Croatians? How about Montenegrins or Albanians? I mean, how far do you go? That's why we have a thing called citizenship, which is without regard to race. This is colorblind. So Eva Vlaardingen-Gerbroek, she said some worrying things, which I think are causing disharmonious relations. And one shouldn't be trying to exacerbate asperities between ethno-religious communities. But she still shouldn't have her rights taken away. And there are those who share her worldview and ought to be allowed to have her here. She's not the worst person. So she addressed that rally in September. I'm not sure if anything bad happened as a result of it. What do you think about Eva Vlaardingen-Gerbroek? So you see her speaking on the internet, visiting the United States, where she has sung the praises of Donald J. Trump and so on. So her mindset is very much a minority mindset in the Netherlands, but they are quite noisy. They do attract a lot of media attention. And she says, she's there to defend the liberties of people which militant Islam will take away from them, which doesn't really just draw much of a distinction between that and all Mohammedans. So Eva Vlaardingen-Gerbroek, if she's so foolish, then she should be able to prove that, have her come here, and that would really put people off if Labour were really to think that. What about free movement? Labour are supposed to be the Europhiles. Remember, when Geert Wilders was banned in 2009, the United Kingdom was in the European Union. Free movement of people is one of those core principles. Okay, so Mr. Wilders, without any convictions ever been accused of anything up to that point, he was on trial later, acquitted. Why shouldn't he be allowed to come to the UK? That murderers can come in. Honestly, there was a guy who committed murder in Lithuania, released from prison, came to the UK and murdered a schoolgirl. I'm not suggesting most immigrants, legal or illegal, are bad, or Lithuanians, absolutely not. But you wouldn't keep him out, but you would keep this guy out, who was someone who held a high office elected by the Dutch people. It's ludicrous and unjust. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecarlin7@gmail.com. Goodbye.